This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack on the U.S. Capitol by pro-Trump supporters. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Michael Sherman said 15 people have been charged in federal court in Washington in connection with the rioting, while 40 others were charged in D.C. Superior Court in the lead-up to the rioting, most of them for unlawful entry onto Capitol grounds. Federal charges include theft of government property and firearms violations. The attack left 4 people dead and dozens wounded. Some of the rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol were fired from their jobs Thursday after Internet police publicized their identities. The District of Columbia Police Department released photos of people in Wednesday's melee and potential charges against them. The FBI is also asking for the public's help in identifying the rioters. Law enforcement officials in charge of protecting the U.S. Capitol repeatedly declined offers of additional assistance ahead of Wednesday's riot, which ended with 4 people dead. A day after the chaos at the Capitol, the Associated Press reports Capitol Police Chief Steve Sun submitted his resignation late Thursday, and a source with knowledge of the matter told the AP the chief's last day would be January 16th. In a statement early in the day, Sun defended his officer's action, but he did not say why he had declined additional manpower and resources. Meantime, some of the rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol remain at large this evening. For additional news, we invite you to join us at our website, as always. That is voanews.com. Also, for the very latest news on the VOA mobile app via remote, this is VOA News. The 2 top U.S. Democratic lawmakers called Thursday for President Donald Trump's immediate removal from office with 13 days left in his presidency after he urged a crowd of angry supporters to march to the Capitol on Wednesday, where they overran the building. President Trump issued a statement Thursday saying that he was outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem, and he deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. He said to those who engage in the acts of violence and destruction, "You do not represent our country." A handful of lawmakers, including Schumer, and that's Charles Schumer of New York, the senator, and Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, also called for Trump's removal through the use of the constitutional provision or his impeachment for a second time, even though President-elect Joe Biden is set to take office on January the 20th. The U.S. state of California recorded more than 1,000 deaths from COVID-19 in a 2-day period Thursday, and the U.S. reported a 1-day record of 3,865 Americans that died, according to Johns Hopkins University. The grim figures come as nearly 6 million Americans have been vaccinated against the disease. Meanwhile, on Thursday, Britain announced mandatory COVID-19 tests for all international arrivals to the country. Japan's prime minister declared a state of emergency for Tokyo and 3 surrounding areas in response to a surge of new coronavirus cases in the capital city. The decree takes effect Friday and will last until February the 7th. President Trump's transportation secretary, Elaine Chao, announced her resignation on Thursday, the first cabinet secretary to resign because of Wednesday's deadly invasion of the U.S. Capitol grounds by a mob of Trump supporters. Late Thursday, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos became the second cabinet member to resign a day after the violence at the Capitol. She blamed Trump for inflaming tensions. Chao and DeVos joined a growing list of resignations from the Trump administration after hundreds of Trump supporters broke into the Capitol grounds as legislators were in the process of certifying the Electoral College votes in November election, formalizing President-elect Joe Biden's win. And the head of the World Health Organization's European region says a new variant of the coronavirus that emerged in Britain does appear to increase the severity of the symptoms, but it does raise alarm for healthcare providers. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.